We are on Daf, Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis. Around 12 lines from the bottom. Mosev Rami Barchome Hela L'Roshe Tzukim V'Nofla. We learned a Mishneh. A person brought up, he's a shamer, he brought up the behemoth L'Roshe Tzukim to a sharp mountain, a sharp incline, V'Nofla, and it fell. Ein za einis v'chayiv. So that's not an einis. A person has, that's a pshia. You bring it up to such a mokim, it's ololi peil. So it's considered you are a pisheya b'nefiloso in your chayiv. Ha-meisa kedarka, but what would be if it wasn't nafla? Ha-meisa kedarka, ha-reisa einis upata. But if it was Mesa Kedarka, so then it seems he's Potter. So the Gemara asks Akash and Abaye, Vamai Leimo Lei Avira Dahar Kotlo. The coldness of the mountain, a mountain is cold, Inami Uftsene Dahar, or the Tirche, that the behemoth experienced to climb up this mountain made it exhausted, and that was the sibe, that's kotla. This is Shitas Abaye. Abaye said that if there was a pshia in his actions, so we take into consideration other factors that might have been the cause of the mise, which was bo al yedei pshiyosai. It was a pesheya to let the behemah out in an agam, because the zevim this listim. So he's responsible, since there's a possibility that they have ladagma kotla, he's mechuyev to pay. If it died, I have to Bichayish, maybe this was the Sibbe, this was also a result of his Pshiyah and his Mechuyiv to pay. So Memele, here it says that if it brought it up on a mountain, so this is a Pshiyah, you don't bring a behemoth up to a mountain which it's Ololipel, he was Peshay to bring it to the mountain to begin with. And it seems if it dies, he's Potter. So, since there are other factors that could have been the Sibba of the Mise, so he should be Chayiv according to Shita Sabai. So the Gemara answers, Oche b'may askinon shehelo lemire shomein v'toik. He was speaking about a Shema that was not at all Pesheya. He brought up the animal to be Roye, was a mokim that was a mokim shomein v'toiv for the Riyas HaBehemetz. He wasn't Peshay at all. This is the derech HaRoyim to do. So Memele, this whole lumdus of Abaye, that if there could be other factors that were misaviv, the misa of the animal, we are chayish for them, and the Shema is responsible. That is Dafke, if he was a Pesheya in bringing the animal to the smoking. So then he's Chayiv. Maybe other factors are also a result of this Pshia. But here we're speaking about a Shema who was not Pesheya at all. He brought up the animal to be roye there, it's a mocking shomein v'toy, so Memele wasn't Pesheya. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, and that's what a roye has to do, ihochi naflo nami, so if it fell, so what should he do? I mean, that's a mocking shomein v'toy, it fell, he's an onus. So the Gemara says, shahoyoloi le toikva v'loi tokva. No, but you have to hold the behema. You have to understand there's nothing wrong in bringing the animal up into the mountain. You did a dovo toy, but you have to take into consideration this is a steep mokim. The behema is olo to fall in this mokim, so you have to hold it tight. He did not hold it tight. So memela, so now it's in a mountain and he did not hold it tight, so it fell. So you are pesheya for the nefila. If it fell, you're pesheya in the nefila. If it didn't fall, it died. So I was not a pesheya at all. You can't be mechayev of me for bringing it up to the mountain. I did a good thing to bring it up to the mountain. Fine. So let us see the reish of the Mishnah. Also, l'reish tzukim v'noflo. What is the din? If it went up on its own accord, l'reish tzukim, and here it's speaking about that he couldn't control the beim, it went up, also l'reish tzukim v'noflo. V'noflo, areza oynes. So if it fell, he's an oynes. Because, so the Gemara asks, if you're telling me now that there's a way to control the behemoth, it shouldn't fall. So why is he an oynes if it fell? So the Gemara says, that the behemoth was stronger than him. So the behemoth went up to the mountain, the behemoth slept him up, and when the behemoth went down, the behemoth slept him out. He couldn't hold the behemoth. So it fell, so what should he do? So the Reish is speaking about he was a complete oynes in the whole, that what the behemoth was on the mountain, so he couldn't control, the behemoth was uncontrollable. So Mimela there is Pata, he's an onus. The Sefer is speaking about when it fell, he was able to control it. And he didn't control it, so he's a Pesheya. Let us see Rashi. Hello L'Roshe Tzukim, Shemer Shehelo L'Roshe Horim Chadim Umishupoi. He brought up the behemoth to sharp, steep places. V'noflo. Einza oynes elo pshiye. This is a pshiye de dalka lipel. You bring it in such a mokim, it's the derech to fall. You are pesheya to bring it into this area. Hameisa kedalka. Sibolzim if it would have died, is pota. Meisa kedalka beroy shatsuk, is pota. Da besoifoy boynes. That means I brought it up in a place where it's olo, I was peshe, and bring it in this mokim, but it's safer bainus. And Abaye said that if he was a pesheya and bringing this mokim, so I take all possibilities into consideration. And if it died, I say perhaps that it found itself in this mokim was the sibes hamise, maybe avire, maybe the tzine, the coldness, brought about the Misa, Uftzene, Ayefis, the exhaustion, Teirach HaMaila. So the Gemara says, no, he was not a Pesheya at all in bringing up the behemoth. Lemire Shomein V'toy, Teder HaRoyim Lahali Shom Behemis Lirai. So he wasn't a Pesheya whatsoever. So the Gemara asks, if he wasn't a Pesheya, so why when it fell is he Chayev? So the Gemara says, L'toitfa, l'havzikpa, she have told Ante, shekach, shekain derech haroyim. You did the right thing by bringing it there, but you have to realize that it's a steep place, it can't fall, you have to hold it tight. So the Gemara asks, there's also a taina, he should have held it tight, so why if it fell over there, he's potter? Shetokfosoi al kolchoi va'olso fakert, he was holding it tight and the behemish left him. Lo yochel ha'avzik bo. Shechazoka hoiso mimen. Now let us see Taisvis. Shehelo lemire shomein v'toyif, the hashta lahave pshiya b'eloi, wasn't a pshiya, so don't say that kula chodo pshiya. So the Gemara says, so why is he chayv if noflo? The havaloi l'tokve, he should have held it. He hochi also, so Mar says, oh, there's such a tiny, so why by also zipot? He hochi, so this is a kasha anabaye, and Vaisis, according to Rova, there's no problem whatsoever. So Vaisis explains like this. Bishloime l'rova, da'oma malach ha'moves, malihoche malihosam, le'yitztach lahamit b'mire shomein v'toiv. You don't have to say that it's speaking about that he did the right thing by bringing it there. It's not speaking about that. He had no right to bring it there. It's a dangerous place. Ulechach, Hello l'roshi tzukim v'noflo chayim mishum halo. So according to Rove, this Mishnah is very understandable. The Sefer that says he brought it l'roshi tzukim and it fell, he's chayiv, he had no right to bring it there. Aval pi shen noflo bal kochoi, the man understood that the first Eitzach, he couldn't prevent the falling. Shetakvosei v'yodo. But that's not an excuse. Who told you to bring it there? Some emailers of the Sefer that says it's chayiv on the nefila is because we're speaking about that he couldn't control the beim, and that's why it fell. And he's still chayiv because he had no right to bring it in Rosh Tzukim, which is amokim, that's all it will fall. So don't tell me a teretz, I couldn't control it. Who told you to bring it there? The reisha tiktoni I also potter. The reisha that says it went up by itself, it's potter. My reisha takfosev also went up by itself. That means, according to Rove, the falling was beyond his control. He couldn't control, make sure that the behemoth shouldn't fall. And that is why the difference between the Reish and the Sefer is, the Sefer is, even though the falling was beyond your control, you had no right to bring it up there. So also you brought it up, so you're responsible. You had no right to bring it in the dangerous smoking. The Reish was also, I didn't bring it up. It went up by itself. I couldn't control it. But both are speaking about he couldn't prevent the falling. So in the Reisha he's potter because he couldn't prevent the Aliyah. The Sefer, you could have prevented the Aliyah, so who told you to bring it up? So according to Rove, it's Kebald. Im Kain, Reisha nam yefilo takvose veloso, avol abaye, according to abaye, the ukme bemire shamin betoy, Abaye said he wasn't a peisheya to bring it up. V'loi poshe balo. V'chaye. So that what it says, noflo is potter. So Abaye said, and he came to speaking about, mishum she posha b'nefiloso. The reason he did a wonderful thing by bringing it up, but he has to hold the behemoth, was peisheya b'nefiloso. D'mayri shoye yocho l'tokvo, v'loi tokvo. Im kein reishanami. So if that is the case in the Sefer, that he was a patient in the Fila, a Fila tokfosei v'olso, a Fila went up by itself, a maipota, l'chayiv mishum nefila, shayloi l'shamu, shloi tipo, the mistome nofla de reisha, ave kmei nofla de Sefer, shayyo yochel l'tokfa, mistome, the nefila is the same. And if the Sefer is a Nefila b'pshiyosai, so the Reish is also a Nefila b'pshiyosai. The Mishnah doesn't differentiate how the Nefila was, and the Mishnah only differentiates how the Halah was. But if the Nefila and the Sefer was b'pshiyosai, so Mustama the Nefila and the Reish was also b'pshiyosai. O Meshani, the Gemara entered, according to Abaye, Nofla, the Reish and my Reish, Atakvose, Biyoda, Dum Yeda also. Just like the Aliyah was beyond his control, so the Nefila was also beyond his control. The Ma'ir the Takvosei Ba'osa. Vloidomi l'nefila de seif. That's Habayis Teres. V'im taima, fractoisus, according to Habayis, the sole difference between the Reish and the Sefer is, the Sefer was a Nefila Bipshiyah. The Reish was a Nefila Boinus. The Mishnah doesn't mention this Chilek. The Mishnah only mentions the Reish was an Aliyah Boinus, and the Sefer was an Aliyah Baratzim without a Pshiyah. But that's irrelevant. The Sibah for Chiv and the Sefer was because of Zabshiyah and the Nefila. The Sibah of Ptur and the Reish, because he was an Einis in the Nefila. So, Ezekiel Chasim in a Sefer. That's Eishes Kash. Am I knock at Pereisha also be Sefer Hela? Blay in Chilik pen Hela midate lo also bar kochay. Be Nefila vat, have a little flugit, a takvos to me yo, they have Einis, lo takvos, say chay. I mean, if the Yisot Achilik is how it fell, so Zika Chasim in a Sefer. V'yeshloima d'reisha nokat also. The reisha says it went up by itself. L'geluye d'nofla havi bal kochay. Also, it went up by itself. That means he couldn't control it. V'seife nokat elo. L'geluye d'nofla havi shoy biyodi l'tokva lo yitokva. Dumi d'ele shoy biyodi. So Taisa says, no, not ikechos min ha-seifa. From the ratio, we see what the koich of the behemah was and what his koich is. If it was also, so he couldn't control it. So the Nefila was also uncontrollable. If it was hell, he could control it. So by the Nefila, he's a peshe. Why didn't you control it? Vim toima, factoisvis, viseifo, given the mairi shoye yochel etok. So Taisvis says, lemaise is chayiv in the seifer. Because he's a peshe and a nefila. Amai ukme b'mirei shomim v'toiv. So why do you have to say that it's speaking about b'mirei shomim v'toiv? Afil lo yoyim mirei shomim v'toiv. Opa lo yiposha ba'elok im shayocha lo shomre min nefila. That means, till now we were learning you can't control the animal, because it's a harm mishupe, you can't control it, you're a pesheya. So the Gemara says, if you're a pesheya, it's a fellow who died, we have to attribute maybe the avir dahor, or the uftsene. That's if he was a pesheya in the halor, because it's a mokim that's all olipo. But now the Gemara was machadish, that you cannot, the sefer speaking about that he could control it. So if he can control it, he wasn't Bechlala Pesheya in the Halor. So if he wasn't a Pesheya in the Halor, so why have to make this Akimta Halor the Mirei Toiv? I feel like there wasn't a Mirei Toiv. He had no right to bring it up. But he's not a Pesheya in the Halor, because I feel it's up there, he can still control it. Since the behemoth does not need this halor, peshayahu, for bringing it up, your gufa peshay. I can't control it. Sheshleilochu shemo yishkach v'lo yishmerenu milipa. Since the mokim is a mokim sakone, and the only way it's nitzel from sakone is by having a kesedet the kesima slave. So that goof is a pshia. Maybe you won't, shema yishkach v'lo yishmerenu milipa. L'kachi meiso yachayim. That means bringing it into a matzah. Then now you have to watch it, kesei. Then if you won't watch it, kesei, it's going to fall. That goof is also a pshia. So then, if it would have died, it'd also be chayim. It'd be taylo of tzinedahor, aviradahar. So that's the end of this sugya. Oma Rabbi Yosi keitzet halo oise schoire beporosoi shal chavere. So we had amachloikes Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, if a person was soicha behema b'hishilo la'acher and then it died by the shoyel, So the Tanakama holds Soicha Nishba Shemesa Kedarke Bishoil Mishalam Lesoicha. And Rabbi Yossi said, Keitzet Halo Oise Schoire Beporosei Shalchabei. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel Haloche Ke Rabbi Yossi. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Omar Lei Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda La Rabbi Yehuda Amrat Lon Mishmei De Shmuel Cholok Hoyo Rabbi Yossi Af Bori Shoine. You told us, this is similar to Rav Shmuel Mastama was Rabbi Yehuda's son. He said, you told us, he told Rabbi Yehuda, Amrit Lon Mishmei De Shmuel Cholok Hoya Rabbi Yossi Af Borisha. You told us Rabbi Yossi is Cholik on the first Mishnah. Nishba V'loi Rotza L'Shalem. So the Mishnah, Shilaim V'loi Rotza L'Shava. So the Mishnah says, and it was Nignab, they found the Ganav, you pay careful to the Ganav. Now, you told us that Rabbi Yossi is Chilek on the first Mishnah in Amavka. That's what you told us. Halacha kemoisai, I ain't halacha kemoisai. Do we also paskin according to Rabbi Yossi in the first Mishnah? Omalei, so Rabbi Yehuda told, Rabbi Yehuda told his son, Cholokoy Rabbi Yossi af borishoine, Rabbi Yossi is cholok af borishoine, halacha kemoisei af borishoine. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi af borishoine, so the halacha is shilaim v'loi rotza lishava, they find the ganav, you pay careful to the bailam, not to the shayna. Itma nami Omar Rabbeloza Cholokoy Rabbi Yossi Aparishoine Baloche Kemoisai Aparishoine. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Moida Hoya Rabbi Yossi Barishoine Shekvar Shilaim. No, Rabbi Yossi does not disagree with the first Mishnah, Shekvar Shilaim, because he paid already the mafkit. So the Gemara says, Shilim ain loy shilim loy, v'amar abchiyah barabba, v'amar abyechenin, loy shilim, shilim mamish, non neftepel, kivin shemareinim yishalam afapisha loy shilim. So the Gemara says, yeah, that, I didn't say the right lashon, eime moidoy rabbi yosi berishoyne, shekva oma hareinim yishalam. Now let's just say Rashi, and then I'd like to elaborate a little. This is a very, very difficult Gemara. I'd like to perhaps say a shtickle beer in this Gemara. Af parishoine bishilaim v'loi rotza lishova. Keitzet ze noising l'seich kisoi kfeilei shal ze, ale yachzer akeifel l'baylam. Shekvar shilem kaidim shenimtsa aganov, kona keifel, kidi oma mikora adaite dohoche asoi liyod. Now, lechere, this gemore is very difficult. Chazainish is a psabir in this gemore. Lechere, we have here two mishnayis, and somehow the gemore compares the second Mishnah with the first Mishnah, which, l'chaira, the comparison is very difficult to understand. In the second Mishnah, we hear the Maisa as follows. Someone rented a pora to a seicha. The pora and the seicha lent it to a shoyel. And, so the Tanakama holds that the, if you go according to the letter of the law, the seicha is nishba shemesa kedarke, is potter, and the shoyel pays the seicha. And Rabbi Yossi said, keitzet alo oise schoire peporosei shel chaveiroi, which lochoire, the kasha is, I mean, it's a shekel chemeisa over here, that means, the Seicha, it's the Maskir's Pora, and then and the Seicha is gaining Revochim with the Maskir's Pora. That's fine. We'll come back to this Machlokes in a minute. In the first Mishnah, the Mishnah Mafkidates L'Chaveira Behema V'Kalim, and there was Niknav, and this Shema went, and he could really have sworn and he'd be Potter. And he was a very nice person, and he went and he paid him. He paid the Bailim. You shouldn't have a loss, don't worry, I'll pay you for it. Mordeka, feindkeit von einem Mensch. So the Mishnah says, the Matkid is indebted to him. So nice of you. I mean, you didn't have to swear, they didn't have to pay, you could have sworn. So you did me a tremendous toive by paying. I won't be a coffee toive. If they'll find the ganef, you'll get the kefil. And the Gemara explains how he's maknim the kefil. Very nice. I mean, how does the Gemara compare these two dinim together? Here, pshat is, here the masker is losing a pore. He's gaining money from this dead pore. This is a pesa. Ha'atzchayshenish. Keitzelo oises choyre paparotze shol chavere. I'm losing, you're gaining. But over here, this is another, the Gemara explained this, man. You're so nice, you potter, and you pay me. So, Mamela, I shouldn't have a hefset. I'll take, if we'll ever find the gun, if you'll get the hefset. So we have to understand, Bechlal, what the comparison is between these two din. Number one. Number two, let us just chaza over. And perhaps after we chaza over, we learned a Tosfos. Tosfos explains what is the machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan. Tosfos did not take it as face value. That's not the machlokes. The machlokes is something else in God's. And Tosfos explained the Gemara as follows. The Machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakame is a shakla b'tarye between Ravidi Barovin and Abaye. Ravidi Barovin told Abaye, the masker has an etze. Let him say, dal ant to dal shvuaseh. Don't swear. And vandom ishtanin dina bahadi shoyl. I don't want you to swear. Don't swear. And then Alman from the Shoyal. That was Epis Akashe. And Tosfos says, this is Rabbi Yosi Svore. And Abaye answered him, you think the Seicher is Kaina with Ashvue, the Seicher is Kaina with Mise, and the Hoshvue is Lahofis Daitai Shabalabais. So I'd like to mention again, we had mentioned the stipler says, a murdeke beer in this Gemara, and perhaps with this we'll understand our Gemara much better. Rabbi Yosi, we're going now, if the Seicher, the stipler says as follows. The stipler says, one yesod. The halacha, the Seicher borrowed from the maskir, and the shoyel borrowed from the seicher. So the stipler says as follows, all the chiyuvim that the seicher has to the maskir, the shoyel also has to the maskir. That means the chiyuvim, since the seicher, let's talk about gneiva v'aveda, if it'll be stolen, the seicher is mechuyev to pay. So the shoyel is also mechuyev to pay. That means you borrowed a pora, that there's chiyuvim on this pora to pay me if it'll be stolen. So the chiyuvim, the mask can go straight to the shoyel. You have a pora that the seicher is mechayev to pay for gneiva, but you took over this pora, So if it gets stolen, you also mechud. I come on from your walls. I come on from you. I come on from the stage. No problem. The whole shakla v'tai over here is that the seicha is not mechuyev by onsin. The minute he's not mechuyev by onsin, so then the maskir cannot munda shayil. Means, listen, your shayma was a seicha. He's part of a onsin, so the maskir can't go to the shayil. So Rabbi Yossi said, a moiridika einfach. Reb Seicha, your only potter, I got news for you. You're mechuyev an onsen also. Not pshat is your potter an onsen. You're mechuyev an onsen. But if you swear, then you become potter. That means you have to be, in order for you to be potter an onsen, you have to be mevarer to me with a shvuah that there was an oinus. And Kozman, you're not mevarer to me, you owe me for onsim also. Snapshat is, you'll become potter from the oinus when you'll swear. But Kozman, you don't swear, you owe me for onsim also. And if you owe me for onsim, so then the shayl also owes me. Because whatever you owe me, the shayl, all your chiyuvim, goes on the shayl also. So you want to tell me, but I'll swear. I don't want you to swear. I'm not mourning from you. Don't worry. I'm not mourning from you, but I don't want you to swear. And I'm not mechuyev to accept your shvuah. If I mourn from you money, some emele, so then you'll kind of list money for me, money. I'll swear and I'll be bothered. I'm not mourning from you. But, so I'm not mourning from you a shvuah. I'm not mourning from you money. But I'm telling you, cause man, you don't swear, you owe me money. But I'm not mourning money from you. I'll mourn from the shoyel. And the shoyel owes me whenever you owe me. So since you didn't swear, so you owe me money for the oinus, I'm gonna mourn from the shoyel. That was Rabbi Yossi's taina. Rabbi Yossi's taina was, I wanna make you in a matzah that you still owe me, but it won't cost you anything because I won't mourn from you. So I don't want your shmuah. And Taisus says, Nochmer, I feel that there's two Edom who saw how the oinus was. I don't want to be mekapel Yadim. I'm not mechuyev to get birurim from you. You owe me for the oinus since you weren't mevara. And then Kozman, you owe me for the oinus. The shel is mechuyev to pay me because he owes me whatever you owe me. When you owe me, he owes me. That was Rav Yossi's story. And the Chachomim said, and Shudik, the minute there was an oinus, he doesn't owe him a penny. Not the shvuah makes that he doesn't owe. If there was an oinus, he doesn't owe him. The shvuah, lahofis daitish obalabayis. That means, Mikra didn't listen. There was an oinus, he died, he's pot, he doesn't owe you a penny. So the Balabosa start going, who says it died by Ines? So the Torah said, let the Seicha swear that it was by Ines. But not through the Shavuah he becomes Potter. He's Potter as soon as the Behemoth died. He doesn't have to be Mevara to Potter himself. He's Potter. If it died, he's Potter. But the Masker can start grumbling, but who says that it died by Ines? So Lahofis, that's why he swears. If you tell me you don't want my shvuah, I couldn't talk. I won't swear to you, but I don't owe you anything. And the minute I don't owe you for the oinus, so the shayl doesn't owe you for the oinus. See, the shayl only owes you what I owe you. But the minute the behemoth died, I don't owe you anything, because the taka died by oinus, so I'm finished with you. That my shayl doesn't owe you anything. He didn't borrow from you. So maybe he has to pay me. So the yesod, and that's how Taisus learns pshat and that lamateim at base, the yesod hamachloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachomim is, does the shomer need the shvuah to pater himself? And Kozman, he doesn't swear he's chayev, or he's potter, the etzem me'ure patters him. If it was an anus, he's potter. The shvu is only lahof is daitei shabalabayis. That is the yisod of machlekes, and that's what Tosfos says, daflamateim and days. Now, let us come to the first Mishnah in Amafkin. And let us see how to understand the Mishnah. There was a shemel, there was a person gave over to a shemel chino a behemah, and the behemah got stolen. So now, shilem v'leirot zalishava. Now we have to look at this. Is this shema a tzadik yisayid olam? He's going overboard, or he's doing what the din is mechayim? So now, l'chayre it's stolen the machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Chacham. According to Rabbi Yosi, kol zman you don't swear, you owe me money. You owe me money, that's right. You're only potter to pay if you swear. If you don't want to swear, so you owe me take the money. It's not your tzaddik, so sign get benched. No. You owe me take it. Cause man, you don't say that's irrelevant if it was gegam. You have to be mevarech with a shvu to me that it was stolen. And cause man lo yirotzo lishova, you don't want to swear? Fine, you're tzaddik, fine. You owe me the money, Rabbi. According to Rabbi Yosi, if you don't swear, you owe me the money. Fine. So he paid him the money. Gevaldik. So that's what I have to do. I have to thank you. I have to hug you for it. I'm sorry. You owe me the money. I'm not indebted to you. You didn't do me a favor. Cause man, you don't swear you owe me the money. Le'rotzeli shava, you pay. Shkayach. That's the din. You owe me the money. So I'm indebted to you. I have to do a favor to you. I have to bend backwards. I'll be machting you the kefil. And I have to get dog. I don't owe you anything. You don't want to swear, you have to pay. You pay the guten tov. That is according to Rabbi Yosi. According to the Chachamim, Me'ikradim, if it was gigamvet, I don't owe you anything. I'm part of I don't owe you anything. The whole shvua is to make you feel good, but I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you anything. I come over to the mafkid and I tell him, I'm going to pay. You don't owe me anything. You're potter before you swear. The whole shvu is to make me feel good, but you're potter. And you go and decide to pay me? Oi, solstice, I'm gebenched. I'm not a coffee toy. So if the ganav will be found, I'll be mad to you the cave. Ich bin euch a mensch. You did a taiva to me. A taiva deserves a taiva to be paid back. So lechayre, the whole Mishnah, the way Tosfos says in the Aflamat Hayamid Beis, the Yisod HaMachloikis of Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim is, if he's koina with the Shvur, he's koina with the Misa. So, if that's the Machloikis, so we have the same Machloikis in the first Mishnah also. If he's koina with the Shvur, that means, calls money, doesn't swear, he owes the Mafkid the money. So if he paid, if he like and he paid, so he's not doing him a favor. You owe the money, Taka Kozman, you name of ours, you owe me money. So Mamela you paid, Shkayah. That's the din. So I'm not indebted to you to be Makna the Kefil. Mashain came according to the Chachomim faculties, he's Taka Tzadik Yisai Doilam. I'm Potter. If it was gigamvet, I'm potter. That what I have to swear is to make you feel good. But I'm potter, meikaradin. And I go and I decide to pay you, I'm a tzaddik yisayid olam. So I'm a mele, the mafkid understands this, he's makle the kefil. That lechayre is pshat in our gemore, according to Tosfos. So let's see the first Rashi. Apa rishoyne b'shilayim b'lei rotzo l'shava. Why should he be makdim the kefil? There's no reason to be makdim the kefil. He didn't do anything. He didn't do me any favors. He doesn't want to swear, so he owes me the money. Why should he give him the kefil? He didn't do anything. He owes me the money. Pay me the money. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said as follows. Rabbi Yochanan said, Shekvar Shile. Rabbi Yochanan said like this. The whole taina of Rabbi Yossi is, Rabbi Yossi be'etzem, the lomdus of Rabbi Yossi, Taisva says, the Gemara says, that he holds konale b'shvur, gewaldig. But what Rabbi Yossi did say in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah, "Keitzet ala oises chayra b'peirosay shel chaveiro," which means that what is happening over here is heart rendering. That means the masker had a pore, the pore died, the masker is going to lose. The mask is going to lose, and he's going to get a revach on my paw. This is heart rendering. So if I can't, I'm going to make sure I'm going to get my money. So I won't accept your shvur. I don't mind your shvur. No money. That means that this Indian was his heart rendering. That was Rabbi Yossi's time. Masha Enkin over here, let's look in Rashi. Rashi says Shekvar Shilein Koidem Shenim Tzahaganev. That means, here I did you a Gevaldke. Napshat is, you're losing and I'm gaining. Fakel. Koidem Shenim Tzahaganev. It's lost. So Basher Ushon Napshat, I'm gaining and you're losing. Fakel. I want to make you shouldn't have to lose. That means at the present time, it's not like by a soichan asher, you're losing and I'm going to gain. No. Pshat is, I want to ensure you shouldn't lose. That's why I'm paying you. Before the ganav was found, who says the ganav will ever be found? I want to ensure you should never have a loss. So there's no ketzad over here. That means there's no heart rendering. He should get the kefil. What's the problem? Look what he did for you. Lemaise, he went to make sure you should not have a loss, which is not the case of the Mishnah by Nishba Soicha Shemaisa Kedaka. You're having a loss and he didn't get a reva. Here, he said, Areini Misham, he wants to make sure you shouldn't have a loss. That's a fine person. Such a fine person. So, that mefashtein. That he should get the kefil. I think could be this is pshat in the Mishnah and then this Gemara. Zok the Mishnah Baita. Omar l'shnayim gozalti le'echad mikem onim. A person comes over to two people and he said, "I stole from one of you a money. Ve'eini yedeya eize mikem. I don't remember who I stole from." Case number one. Case number two. Oy aviv shel echad mikem hifkid li money. He's going over to two yisaimim. He said, "One of your fathers gave me a money. I have a money by myself. Ve'einu yedeya eizehu. I don't know who gave me the money." So the Mishnah says, in both cases, noisin lazeh money v'lazeh money. So he pays an extra money. He pays both of them a money. Because he was made the mipiatzmei, what this means, the Gemara is going to explain. Let's see what Rashi says. Shahoide mipiatzmei hoyo, vahoide mipiatzmei. So that's why he has to pay both. The Gemara mafarish time of my, what is pshat hoyo, vahoide mipiatzmei. Case number two. Shnaim shivkidu eitzel echad zemone vezemosai. Two people gave a shemer a pekot. One gave $100, one gave $200. Zeima shalimosai, vezeima shalimosai. Now they're coming back. 5 months later, they're coming back. Each one is money mosai. And the shemer does not remember who gave him the Messiah and who gave him the money. So the Mishnah says, Noisin lozeh money, lozeh money, v'ashay yemuna achat sheyovi aliyo. That means, each one is zicha owe money, the extra money, I don't know who to give it to, we'll wait till the Yonavi will come. Omar Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi said, if you're going to do this, you came mahifsid haramai. So that means, so it seems, the Ramai will not see that crime doesn't pay. That means he tried his luck to get the Messiah. If he's successful or not, but he won't lose anything. So mahifsid haramai. If you want that the Ramay to be made, we have to make sure that one should not do such things. So fakert, everything will be munach, I won't give back anything, ad sheyovi eliyo. And then if the Ramay will hear this, so he'll see that crime does not pay, and he'll say, give me the money. Case number two. V'chein shnei kelim. There were two pictoines of two kelim. Echad yofe mone, v'echad yofe ellipsus. And now, zoimer yofe shali, v'zoimer yofe shali. So the Mishnah says, noisin es ha-kotten la-echad mehem. So the cotton you give to one of them. Umitoich ha-godu noisin demei kotten l'sheini. And from the godel, you give the may cotton the shiny. We'll see exactly what this means. So that's mamish like the first case, but it is a hit. Let us see Rashi. Zerima Masayim Shali. Ma'achas man shabo lito pigdoina. Ma'hifsid haramai. Imkein lo yoyde lo ilom ala emes. Mitoich hagodol yishabrenu. Now here this is a Mirdik Rashi. They gave two kelim. One was worth 1,000 zuz. One was worth 100 zuz. So we say, the Tanakhama says, so we give back one, the small keli to one. And the big keli, we break it. And we give him a small piece. Yishabrenu. Mirdik is ach. The Nemuke Yosef says, Yimkerenu. Which is more understandable, you sell it. I mean, good, we want to pay up, we want to give them a kaponim money, you don't break it, you sell it, and you give them 100 zuz, a money. That's what the Muki Yosef says. The Meiri says, and perhaps this is how we'll understand Rashi, the Miri says, V'yire, sheze bedobo she'ein chatichosoi mafsidosoi. We're talking about something that by breaking it up, it's not a hefsid. Kagoin chatichas beged. We're talking about material. Yet we have material that's one that was 100 yards and one was material 1,000 yards. So you cut off 100 yards from that. So you're not being mazik the material. Oy, kesef, oyzov, chayyotzeba. Or we're speaking about, not speaking about a crystal keli. You take a crystal vase and you'll break it. You're ruining the whole thing. If you speak about a golden or a silver keli, you break off a bit, you can still make you still have the gold of 900 zuz.
So
So then you zicha don't do such a thing, then you have to zicha not the eitze, oyim keren. Zot the Gemara. Let's go back to the first case. We had the first case in the Mishnah, we had the second case in the Mishnah. No, the first case. The first case in the Mishnah was someone came to two people, gazalti echad mikem, mona, ben yedeya eza mikem. I don't know who I stole. So the Mishnah says he has to pay both. Alma misveike mafkina mamayne, filamrinen uki mamayne becheskas mahu. We see amayre de kechidish. That means he owes one amone, and since he doesn't know who to give the money, he has to pay both of them. Amayre de kezach. So misveike, you have to pay both of them. Areminu, so the Gemara asks from the Sefer of our Mishnah. Shnayim shivki do eitzalecha. Zemone vizemosayim. Zayim eshalimasayim, zayim eshalimasayim. Noisan lezemone lezemone vashayim unachat shiyovi eliyo. Here the Mishnah says, you don't know who to give the extra money. You don't give two monies to pay back each one an extra money, one of them an extra money. Whatever you belongs to, and the rest of Yemunach and Shiabi Aliyah. And here by Gezel it says he has to pay both of them. Amalei, Pekodin HaGezel Koromis. I don't understand. You're asking a kasha from Pekodin HaGezel. Gezel, the Ovadisu. Gezel, this person stole. He's not from the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. He stole. He did an abla. Konsu Rabbonon. So Rabbonon said, so now, you want to be misaken the gezel, pay back each one. You don't know who to pay back. Pekodin, the loyov adi sura, loykan sura bon. Pekodin, he didn't do any isa. So mamela loykan sura bon. Frank the Gemara, that's the teret. Verami pekodin na pekodin. Verami gezel a gezel. Pekodin na pekodin, diktoni reishe. And the reishe says by pekodin. He comes over to two Yisayimim, and he says, Oyov, if shalachad mikem hivki, that's limone. One of your fathers gave a pekodin to me, amone. Veini edeya ezohu. I don't know which father gave me the pekodin. Noisin lozemone, lozemone. So there it says, by pekodin, he didn't do an avla. It says, aval pikein, since I don't know who gave amone, you have to give both of them amone. The Ramino, let's ask the say, I'll ask a kasha from the Sefer. Shnayim shev kidu. And the one gave him one, and one gave him a sayim, so he gives back a money, and the extra money is munachat shiyavi eloi. So you see, by pekodin gufe, there's a seder that, you're not mechuyev to make sure that the bailam is getting back all his money. Whatever he really belongs to him, you pay him, whatever is extra, whatever is a suffix, you munach. Oma rove reishe nase kemi shevkidu loi bishnei kriches, rahavale lemeidak, seife nase kemi shevkidu loi bekach echot, rahavale lemeidak, koindavkidu, tavayu, bahadi, adodi, bechad zimne, the omelu anogu fai antku faicholei kabdisu adodi anog kapidno. Now let us just say oisavenik what the teretz is, and then we'll see in the venik. Rava said a mirdiketas. He's giving a mushel, but from the mushel we'll get to the nimshel. Let us talk about the second case. What will be if one person gave masayim, one person gave a money, bekach echad, that means one bag has 300 tzuz. They come over, both of them come over, ketashem, watch our money. And then Reuben says, I gave 200,000, and Shimon says, I gave 100,000. Fine. Tell them, watch it for both of us. So now, the nifka thinks, I see like this, there's sheish schiras, which you have to remember. Now, I have to remember the words that Reuven gave 200, Shimon gave. These people trust one another. They put it in one bag. So so that one trusts the other. So I have to remember that Reuven gave the 200 and Shimon gave the one. Each one trusts the other. All I have to do is they gave me one bag with 300 zuz. I'm going to give that one bag with 300 zuz. You trust one the other. So you divide. I mean, that's the tachmaikah. That's krach echa. You'll have over here, let's talk about two kriches, that one person, Reuven, comes Monday, he gives the nifkat a krach, here's 200 zuz. Shimon comes Tuesday, here's 100 zuz. The krach looks, it's the same color. So now the shame is to realize now, Reuven gave me 200 zuz, Shimon gave me 100 zuz. I don't see one trust the other, the two different pictainers, two different times. God, it's the same color bag. So now I have to remember. I have to remember. Reuven gave 200 and Shimon gave 100. Now, that's if you have two bags and one bag. But we can do the same thing. But the yesod hadavar is, if I have a chochem that one trusts the other, so then it is not mutal on the nifka to remember who gave what. If I don't have a choche that one trusts the other, so then I'm responsible to know who gave me what. So my mail of the Gemara saying I'm married the Keteres. The Gemara saying like this. In the Reisha of the Mishnah, a Shema comes over to two Yisaimen, Ben Reuven, Ben Shimon. He says, you know what, one of your fathers gave me a pekodin. I don't know who gave me the pekodin. And shoot the krabid. What? One, either Reuven gave you a pekodin or Shimon gave you a pekodin. It's, you have to remember who gave you. You did a novel over here by not remembering. Here, this achiev on you to pay back both. That's what it says in the Mishnah. You don't remember, good, so pay the price. So pay back both. Mashain came the safer, even though it's not speaking about that it was put in one bag, but it's speaking about they were mafkid ze im ze. That means both of them, tafkidu tavai ba the other. They both came together, Reuven and Shimon. When they came over to the Nifkat, Reuven didn't pull over Shimon, the Nifkat to the side was not giving 200 dollars. They're talking together. Here's one bag, here's another bag. One trusts the other. Shimon asks, how much money are you giving Reuven? 200. How much are you giving? 100. So these people trust one the other. So Philo, it's two bags, but he sees they trust. If you see they trust, so then it's not mutalan. Then he's not a pesheya by not remembering. Then it's now related. It became nayla the problem. So it's not my headache. So then we say in the Munashlishi Yemuna. Now let us just see Rashi. Misveikim afkinim amayni toni naisin laze mone or laze mone. Bleim rinin sheze toiveya vezoimei nideya imlochim lachavroch ukim amayni mecheskes nitvaz hashloinin nafsidena amayni v'yemunach ad sheyovo yeliyo. We don't say that. So that the Lashon Kizet Teveya, here there was not Teveya over here, I don't understand the Lashon of Rashi too well. Reisha dechad gavre hivkid etzlei vavlei kishnaim shevkidu etzlei bishnei krichis, toim ze shlei bifnei ze, vavlei lemedik, mi hivkid etzlei mona, mi masayim. Seifke shivkid lo ishneim ze bifnei ze, vavlei kemishin amonim ze oza, lahavkid shnei pekdoinis petzre rechot. The Lashon lemedik, ma yesh lo ze besoich, ma yesh lechaveirat. That wasn't the story. So that is why he's not mechuyev to lose.